Ashley and Halima and their two girls abandoned Sissy and Ruby, lying closely together on their kudu skin mat with a fire for warmth stoked up just near them. The fire goes right through the night. Someone gets up every couple of hours just to stoke it up again. The dawn's coming now. You start to hear the birds more. It's a kukau going.
Anne Vincent, Australian archaeologist, interested in the origins of early human hunter-gatherers, who has worked with the Hadza women for 5 years now and has gained their confidence and affection.
We asked Hashi and Halima's permission to put the radio mics in their camp. And they didn't mind at all. And they were giving us a lot of advice and criticism about where to put the mics up.
The House of Hashi and Halima, a recollection by Anne Vincent and a document by Ros Cheney, recorded at the end of the dry season in Hadza Land, East Africa, 1986.